Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cap, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Olivia Payne. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, November 5th. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Northwestern women's basketball team's regular season begins today with the game against IU Indianapolis. The Cats played an exhibition game on Saturday, beating Lewis University 82-49. Senior Grace Sullivan scored 23 points, making her the highest scorer of the night. The Cats will start off their season tonight at Welsh Ryan Arena at 7 p.m. Chicago attorneys filed a notice Monday claiming Homeland Security's activity in Evanston on Halloween violated a temporary restraining order. The order called for agents to have proper, visible identification and barred them from using force against peaceful protesters. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit cited multiple incidents Friday night that defied these terms. The notices include video of agents using excessive force on a man and signed declarations from Evanston residents who witnessed the use of violence without warning against peaceful protesters. The preliminary injunction hearing is scheduled for this morning. Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino praised his agents' increasingly aggressive tactics in the immigration crackdown in Chicago. Bovino's operations began as part of President Trump's plan to crack down on sanctuary cities. Bovino stated, quote, "There are no sanctuaries. There will be no sanctuaries," end quote. Democratic Party candidate Zohran Mamdani was elected New York City mayor. He'll become the city's first Muslim mayor and its youngest in over a century. The mayoral race had the largest turnout in over 50 years, with more than 2 million New Yorkers casting ballots. In the central Philippines, Typhoon Kalmagi leaves at least 66 people dead and 26 missing. Widespread flooding was the main cause of death, as residents had to escape the rising waters by climbing on their roofs. Assistance by the Philippine Red Cross is stalled until the flooding subsides. The typhoon is predicted to reach Vietnam's coast Friday morning. That's all for today's Daily Cap. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Olivia Payne. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNURnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cap.